This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dom Lucre is our guest. Follow him on X at Dom_Lucre, L-U-C-R-E. All right, Dom, we got about 50 minutes left. You see the great Jay Dyer is sitting down, ready to take over here. It's a few minutes and 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, but keep laying truth bombs on us.
Yes, I just definitely believe that we're entering an era where what was considered conspiracy, people are starting to request the sources and see what even led to people believing this conspiracy. The age of Aquarius, we really are in the age of truth, more so now than ever, in my opinion, from the things I'm seeing around me. It's not just the search for knowledge, it's the people that are searching for it. You would typically see a specific type of people that would search for knowledge in the past by a specific age range. Now there's really no limit. I can't really give you a demographic for the people that's looking for truth. In the past, it could be around maybe the 30s, the 40s, to males generally, and then, you know, have your women a little bit earlier than the men. But now we're seeing 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds talking about George Soros, something I haven't seen in my lifetime. I believe that people like you, the pioneers, are winning the truth war. But it's very motivating for just me to come in and see it because, you know, we have so many leaders that came in and took the hits. And we just see now that people like me can't exist without, I do get some fire, but nowhere near as much as maybe Mr. Jones had in the past. And it just goes to show that it isn't about what he was saying, is who he was saying it to and who was listening. If Alex Jones didn't exist, I wouldn't be here. And that's what they're trying to prevent. They're trying to prevent me from leading to another Dom. And they're trying to prevent him from leading to another replacement of me. It's not about us. It's about us preventing us from getting you from getting active.
You got it, though. I've always known instinctively from God, my job is not to make me the biggest thing. It's to trigger other great leaders for race, color, and creed. And it's happening. That's what scares them is that chain reaction.
Chain reaction, I believe, yeah. It's a revolution. A revolution isn't just one person. It's the men behind them that's willing to also pick up that sword and that flame. And that's what they fear. They fear the age of revolution. They fear the American spirit from being reborn. The American spirit is a revolutionary spirit. And they're trying to declassify us. They're trying to submit us.
Exactly. It's not perfect, but it's revolutionary, and that's why they fear it.
Yes.
Damn right. Of course no revolution is perfect, but are you for the revolution or are you for the stagnant tyranny?
And anyone for the revolution, the tyranny will come for. The tyranny comes for anyone for the revolution. And it doesn't mean that people are pushing destruction and chaos and madness. That's not what a revolution means. It means a reform. It means a rebirth of what we currently have that doesn't work for the people. It doesn't mean it ends in blood. No. Most of the time, they don't. Most of the time, it's of the mind.
Well, the globalists want to trigger a false revolution of blood.
Yeah, I would agree that. They try to push a race war in America because we're at a point we don't have much else. We don't have much else. They don't have their propaganda to keep us busy as they did. So they can say, well, just look at hate the man to your left and hate the man to your right and don't worry about us. So right now, they're just trying to push this whole race war, the civil war in America. I think that's one thing that if there's anything we can see coming to this election is a major push for civil war in this country is what I think.
Huge push.
I think we'll be seeing that. I mean, I think that'll be coming very heavy in the summer.
And like you said, they'll use a few things. Police aren't perfect by any means, but they'll use a few things blown up out of proportion. Old events, boom. You're already seeing it. I'm seeing CNN like 10 years ago, a white racist did this. I'm like, okay, it's wrong, but why are you pushing that now?
Yeah, exactly. I just seen not too long ago with New York Post or Newsweek, they were posting about, like I said, someone that passed in 2022 from him saying he couldn't believe from police custody. Is it wrong? Well, if I get the facts about it and it's wrong, then it's wrong. But what's even worse is not telling that man's story when it happened. How could you sit there and let a man die? This is the thing people got to start understanding, how cruel and heartless the media and the powers that be are. You will sit there and allow a man to die screaming for help, but you put that on hold until election season. That just shows how valuable we are to them. It doesn't really matter about our plights. It just matters about when we send it out. And if they don't have no plight for that current moment, they will bring back the old one. They will bring back and resurface stories if it just doesn't validate the current reality we were living in. And we're seeing that. Like you said, the old stories that are coming up, because as of right now, they are pushing a lot of race bait, and they are pushing a lot of civil war, but I would believe it's failing. The fact they have to go back to old news stories. There isn't new race bait. There aren't these white supremacists gunning down black children, and there aren't these black children that's targeting these white people and these white kids and gunning them down. They don't have no recent stories.
Dom Lucre, final segment out of the great Jay Dyer, who's suiting up. You can punch him up. He's coming in. He's ready to go. You got a few minutes, Jay. We're going to go to you. Jay Dyer is an expert on the New World Order. Straight ahead, and then Owen in 1 hour. Stay with us.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I really like Dom Luker. I've been watching him for a few years on X. He's exploded, reaches tens of millions a day. He's saying nothing but truth here, and that's why he's under attack. Dom, Jay Dyer is going to take over. You were so nice to come to Austin. You were on the American Journal with Harrison Smith yesterday. You were on with Owen. You're flying back to, where do you live?
Nashville, Tennessee.
That's a good place. Thank you. So you got the floor the next 10 minutes. What, preach it, people. You're hosting the Alex Jones Show right now. Then I'll hand the baton to the great Jay Dyer. What do you want to say to folks?
I'll say to the people that's listening and watching right now live that, as you, a lot of them seen, they watch my growth from day one and watch me get to this position to even be with the legendary Alex Jones. And I didn't get here this fast if I was to tell lies. You know, it's a lot of truth that's out here. If you look at my reports and you see that I'll cite and date it, it doesn't mean that it's what I'm saying, it's what someone else has said. If I put on there that Hillary Clinton has sacrificed children, that's not my own words. I will simply say that this person posted on this day that she did. It's about the approach and it's about the words that you use. You got to make sure that you pay attention to the context that you're putting out there. They target a lot of people by the words that we put out. We have to be very careful with the words that we say, and we have to be very careful with our predictions. They'll use that to take away your credibility. In terms of my attack, the only thing they've been coming for is my credibility. I don't get paid for my post on X. I don't get pushed by the major medias. I don't even get pushed by the largest influencers on X or even in the conservative party. No congressman, no senator, none of these people, hell, not even council members are really pushing my content. But yet it is outperforming almost every other profile on that platform because the information is true. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your brand, and you got to believe in what you're pushing. We're in an era where the truth is reigning supreme, and thereafter anyone else that is not afraid to speak it. They have less power the more of us there are. So you need to speak. You should speak. If more of us are speaking, they can't get all of us at once. It might have started with Alex Jones and it transitions to me, but I'm speaking to the next me. I'm speaking to my replacement. I'm speaking to the individual that's watching right now and want to be sitting at this same seat. I'm talking to them, and I know you're going to get here, but you have to be bold, you have to be courageous, and you have to be willing to do your research. Because if you don't, they're going to get you, and they're going to label this entire movement behind your false information. So you have to first get into it, and you have to take a great responsibility of what you're putting out. You have the perception of the entire party after, well, behind you. Right now in Black America, we see majority of our people fighting back against the propaganda. We see majority of our people fighting back against the hip-hop influence that we have. And right now in hip-hop, we see the females are being targeted and the females are being manipulated to control the youth and control the males because they're afraid of men speaking. They're trying to control the mindset of the men, and they want to keep us docile and to keep us to submit. The goal isn't to wake up the world necessarily, but really just to wake up America, because once America is woke, the entire world will follow. The greatest fear that I would say that going into 2024 is the people not listening. The people not listening, and then more importantly, the people not willing to add in, to give out their own input, to give out their own words, to make their own speeches, because They don't want to just silence us. They want to silence you. They want to prevent you from ever speaking because they don't know what you know. And the thing is, a lot of people are unaware what they know and how important it is. I stress so much how important the people are. If there's anything that I learned doing this, it's that God, the people are so important. And I'm not just saying that to make no one feel good. You truly are the target. They aren't after us. They're after you believing what is being pushed out. They put billions and billions of dollars behind Hollywood and the music industry and almost any industry that we do see on television just to control the hearts and the minds and the souls of Americans. The goal is to get you to believe in what they're pushing and to push it yourself. If the people are pushing the news, that's what validated, not me, not Alex, not NBC, not CNN, not Trump, not Biden. We can post in many things we want to. We can say as much as we want, but it's about the people that believe it. It's about the people that push it. It's about the people that validate it. The people are the truth.
I'm telling the crew, take this clip you just said, put it up front in the whole interview. You're damn right. We're the tail, the people are the dog. They got to realize how much power they've got.
Yes, they have to. And I think that's what they've mainly done. And I look back. I was born in 94, so I wasn't able to experience it. But I see through the hippie era, it seems like that they knew they had the power. Until, I don't know what happened with the psychedelics. I know the CIA infiltrated the hippie movement, too. But the whole free peace and things like that, the people saw how powerful they were with just the way they were protesting. That was the era of protesting. They knew they had power. They saw how they were affecting markets. They saw how they were able to shut down streets and businesses. And somehow, we've gone astray from that.
Well, they joined the power structure, which is stagnant and out of control.
Definitely, yeah. You can see it. They've pushed the people. The people, and even with the parties, the Democrat Party would have been more so recognized with the hippies, but now you're seeing the Democrats are the most pro-government now. The absolute most pro-government. And the people, like I said, are the strongest, because liberals wouldn't be this powerful if we didn't even have cancel culture from conservatives first. Now, our cancel culture was nowhere near as strong as liberal cancel culture, but we did it. We canceled hip-hop in the past, NWA. We canceled Harry Potter in the past. We canceled GTA. We canceled a lot of things for the nuclear family. Conservatives had a lot of push in the 90s, all the way down to our television shows from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Good Times. They constantly spoke on the dangers of drug use. They spoke on the dangers of single-family homes. They spoke on the dangers of gangbanging. And as time progressed, we see that them start to focus on more liberal ideologies such as homosexuality, socialism, and just a lot of propaganda that has replaced our media. In the past, when conservatives had the power and we began canceling our peers, they started being seen as the victims. And one thing about America, America always fights for the underdog. And we see the pendulum has swung. We see that liberals gained the power of being those that be able to cancel. And they went twice as hard, twice as fast. So conservatives are yet again the victims. Conservatives are yet again the revolutionaries, and the country is leaning towards those that are being assaulted, those that are being targeted. When you take someone's like Alex Jones' books out of Barnes & Noble, or you create these viral videos and set them on fire, you only are creating more buyers. And we're just seeing a return of form, of America returning back to its conservative values.
Amazing. Dom Lucker, thank you so much. At @DOM_LUCRE. Thank you for coming to town. We'll talk to you again soon. Where do people find you? On X and where else?
On X, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Dom Lucker, DOM_LUCRE. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Good to have you here. Thanks for coming to town. I'm flattered. All right. The great Jay Dyer. We're skipping the breaks. Gets more time. Jay Dyer takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, glad to be here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. It's always a pleasure, always an honor. Today I want to talk about a topic that you've heard covered, but we don't often hear people with academic expertise covering this topic. I mean, I think to a degree I have that, but what about the issue of transhumanism as an academic discipline, as a study? Today I have one of my good buddies as the guest with me. His name is David Patrick Harry. You can find him on Twitter under that, as well as on YouTube under Church of the Eternal Logos. And David, I want to talk to you about transhumanism because this is a subject that you know very well. I think you're studying this at the academic level. Before we get into it, I'm going to let you give your take on it. What I understand is kind of an agenda that we have been under for many decades. We can go back to people like H.G. Wells, who wrote a book called The New World Order, The Open Conspiracy, Bertrand Russell, other people in those circles. They said they wanted to go back to Plato, utilize Plato's philosophy of techne, and make it into a technocracy, a world government ruled not by nation states, not by firewalls of the family and borders, but rather a global federation of world citizens where nobody has identity other than what the system gives you ultimately by some sort of matrix, some sort of thing to be plugged into. And as we progress up into the future, beyond the designs of people 100 plus years ago, we see books like Between Two Ages by Brzezinski, outlining this world government. We see it with, that's run by technocracy. The book is called The Technotronic Era. We see people like Jacques Attali, the Kissinger of France, writing books about transhumanists as the tip of the spear of the revolution. We find people like Klaus writing books like The Fourth Industrial Revolution, where he talks about how we're going to be linked into Skynet. We see his understudy, Noah Yuval Harari, basically saying the same type of stuff. What is transhumanism? Does it have a predecessor in the ancient Gnostic cults and mystery religions? And is it kind of ultimately something Gnostic?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jay. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bring the kingdom of God into time and space through human works, create a kind of human kingdom of God. And later groups picked up on this idea. Thomas Münzer and the Münzer Rebellion was an earlier, or the next phase of a kind of socialism. And as we get up into the period of Marx, Marx himself has a very technocratic bent in his writings. He thinks that technology could be the key to the creation of what would, quote, liberate man and bring about the utopian state. We see this in other philosophers after Marx who also speak this way. And then we get into the technocrats, and they share this idea. But like you say, it goes back to the ancient world of the idea of creating an ideal world, an ideal government. But it also wants to transform man. And I think when we mention Gnosticism, why do you think they want to transform man? Is it something like out of the Garden of Eden, like the promise of that, you know, you can be like God, you can be your own God? It almost sounds like that.
Yeah, I would argue, again, coming at it as an Orthodox Christian, that it really is this sort of misinterpretation of Scripture, be it Genesis 3, but really many of the thinkers throughout history that I would highlight regarding this trajectory of transhumanist undergirded presuppositions all believe in this linear progress that technology and rational apprehension of nature is what's going to transcend man. And the traditional Christian understanding is the way that we unite with God is through a moral behavior, a moral living of our lives that reflects the teachings of Jesus Christ. And it's through that embodiment of the teachings of Christ and the uncreated energies as an Orthodox Christian that we become synergized by God. But this worldview is specifically about, you could argue it has Gnostic elements because of this emphasis on the rational apprehension of knowledge, which when we move into the 21st century with somebody like Yuval Noah Harari and his philosophy of dataism, which I would argue is a central core to transhumanist philosophy, he actually argues in favor of philosophy dataism, where the only thing that truly exists in the world is information. And therefore, the only thing that's important is the ability to process and cipher information. And he makes the claim towards the end of that book, Homo Deus, that we are just algorithms and everything that's living is an algorithm. And therefore, there is no real ontological distinction between a digital or computerly generated algorithm and us as biological entities. And the only thing that's important then is how much can we process, and therefore, if you are upgraded with hardware in your brain or essentially totally transcend human nature through transhumanism, that you are going to be at an ontologically a higher state than you could ever be as a human entity. And that really is Gnostic in the sense that, one, it's a transcendent of nature. For them, it's part of their post-evolutionary philosophy. But it's that focus on rational apprehension, I think, is something that can't be underappreciated, that it really stems out of spiritual ideas. And when we look at the 20th century with somebody like Arthur C. Clarke and his famous quote that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, you know, my research is really focused in the realm of new religious movements and Western esoteric traditions. And I would argue that transhumanism is a new religious movement. It sort of challenges the categories of what religion is, but it's built on many presuppositions, despite transhumanists now would say, oh, we're atheists, we're rationalists. We don't, you know, have any sort of spiritual worldview, but in fact, I would say that they do. And these are ancient roots. And Giacomo Fiore, as you mentioned, was an abbot who believed that there was these sort of three different ages that reflected the Trinity. There was the age of the Father, which was the Old Testament, the age of the Son, which was the incarnation of Christ. And then he believed, as most people do, that in his life, then they entered into the age of the Holy Spirit. So he just happened to be at the precipice, and that this age of the Holy Spirit then was all about the regeneration of man back to the Edenic state, and that technology and knowledge are the ways in which that occurs. And when we look at somebody like Roger Bacon, who was also an English Franciscan friar, we see the exact same thing. And there's many legends regarding Roger Bacon. He was obviously considered an alchemist, but there's a big legend about his mechanical or necromantic brazen head that he was able to conjure, and that he could then ask the questions to this mechanical or necromantic head, and it would give him all sorts of responses. It was sort of an all-knowing entity, and it's like, well, that's in the 1300s, and we can already see a sort of precursor in what many people believe that AGI is going to be.
Yeah, the idea of a mimicked logic machine that mimics the human brain. This is the origins of modern computing. If you look at Leibniz and some of his writings, you know, the co-founder of calculus at the same time as Newton, he has essays where he talks about the possibility of building, on the basis of his kind of Neoplatonic philosophy, a machine that mimics the logic of the human mind, and it kind of sets the stage for the rise of the computer. I think the medieval Gollum mythology also plays into that. There is an overlap, too, with medieval Kabbalah and Hermeticism and Scientism that emerges out of that as well. So there's a lot of strains that go together, absolutely. And one thing you talk about a lot in your videos, and you have a channel, Church of Eternal Logos over on YouTube, you talk a lot about boundaries, and that men and the masculine spirit is very interested in erecting and protecting boundaries. That's part of what it is to be a man. And I appreciate that, because this is overlooked today. I just did a stream kind of piggybacking your masculinity stream. And this relates to the transhumanist stuff, because transhumanism is really about going beyond all boundaries, and it ties into the trans agenda in terms of biology, because the idea that, when you're mentioning these esotericists, when we look at something like the image of Baphomet, we notice that it has both genders. And in some of the occult circles and traditions, there's this idea that to have both of the genders, or to be non-binary, to go beyond that, is to return to this original primal monadic state, which is not in any kind of division or differentiation. So, for example, to go from the original source primal monad state to male and female is somehow a fall into a lesser state of being, and they have an assumption, and you can actually read some of the esotericists and the occultists and the Crowleyans. They'll speak this well. They'll say, we need to get back to some kind of non-gendered supra state of beyond man and woman, or being both. That statue that they unveiled in one of the Nordic countries, where it was a man with genitalia having breasts feeding a baby, that is a form of the Baphomet imagery here. How does that relate to the transhumanist movement, though, and this idea of transcending boundaries?
Well, yeah, you highlight that transcendence of boundaries, or the dissolution of boundaries. Terence McKenna was famous for arguing that that's exactly what psychedelics do. And I would argue that much of, when we look at the agenda of the elites, the dissolution of national boundaries, the dissolution of boundaries between man and machine, the dissolution of boundaries between man and animal, the dissolution of boundaries between male and female, that these are actually attacks on the psyche. These are attacks on the reality that of God's creation. These are attacks on our ability to logically and rationally apprehend and process reality. And if you can't see what's in front of you and understand it, well, then you're going to be very malleable by powers that be to reinterpret the phenomenon that is occurring in front of your face. And I think that's something that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, human nature is believed to be plastic. There's no such thing as nature. There's a plasticity of man. And this goes back to H.G. Wells' Island of Dr. Moreau. He was actually way ahead of the curve in this idea, because his idea was that you can sort of turn man into whatever you want him to be, because he's sort of like putty, right? And so you can mold him into the future entity that you want to be. But this is interesting, because one of the flaws that I see here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you that we have a new live event. We've been having a blast doing these live events all over. We'll be in Las Vegas June 22nd with our good buddy Jamie Kennedy from Scream, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, an awesome comedian. We have a great time doing these six-hour events. They're not, it's not just stand-up. It's not just boring lectures. It's more like a party. I know my buddy David here has been to one of our events. It's a lot of fun. It's June 22nd in Las Vegas. Head on over to my Twitter page, Jay Dyer Twitter. You'll see at the top there is the post, and you can go over to the Eventbrite link and get your tickets right now, June 22nd in Las Vegas. We'll also have with us our buddy Isaac Weishaupt. You've seen him on the podcast with Sam Tripoli, Temple Hat, many, many times. So my wife Jamie will also be there with us. Six-hour event. Be sure and get your tickets now. There's limited seating. So we're talking about this dissolution of boundaries. We're talking about weird contradictions in the worldview of transhumanism. And before the break there, I was trying to get into the point of we are this element of, on the one hand, we want no boundaries. However, all of reality in this quantification perspective is seen to be somehow information. Well, to have information requires setting some kind of boundaries. We have this piece of information, which is distinct from this piece of information. So having and knowing information requires boundaries. Yet at the same time, we're told that there are no boundaries and man must sort of step beyond all boundaries and somehow achieve his own divinity. And it's always based on weird fallacies, weird illogical contradictions. Klaus and Harari, for example, say that there's no such thing as consciousness. There's no such thing as the mind. However, we're going to upload the mind to the cloud. How are you going to upload something that doesn't exist? It makes no sense. Man is going to be God, of course, but man is meaningless muck from the pond scum of the ancient primordial world of the soup. So it's always a contradictory story and narrative. Yet they're selling us on this myth that technology will somehow make us into gods or Marvel Universe soy men, superheroes, right? What's root of this in terms of what they really want? So we've talked about the ancient history, but what's the real goal of the transhumanists in your view?
Well, it depends on who you ask in regards to some of these contemporary philosophers. You know, if you look at one who is a co-founder of Humanity Plus, which is sort of the rebranding of the Transhumanist Association, the World Transhumanist Association, that was rebranded in the early 2000s as Humanity Plus by philosopher Nick Bostrom and David Peirce. And David Peirce describes himself as a negative utilitarian, and that philosophical worldview is interested in the elimination, or at least the limiting to the most significant extent, suffering. And so he is a vegan who promotes a hedonistic transhumanism, which is about the engineering, this is a direct quote, of paradise engineering. So he believes that this hedonistic transhumanism, what they're going to do through the technologies is engineer paradise. And in so doing, he goes so far as that he wants to redesign the total global ecosystem. I kid you not. And in his own writings, he would want to redesign predatory species so that they would no longer eat other animals and therefore eliminate suffering. And one of the ways in which he postulates we might be able to do that is through a brain implant. And so what would happen is when you experience suffering, this would be sort of transmutated into a sense of pleasure, but it would be the way he describes it is it would inform you that you would be suffering. It'd be a different type of stimulation, but therefore when you experience suffering, you wouldn't actually feel it. Well, from a Christian worldview, that is demonic. And we've talked about sort of providing everybody with their hedonistic desires and living in, you know, pod-like entities with their UBI, all their, you know, kibble and their bugs ready there to eat for them. And he's very much in favor of a utopian worldview like this, where you talk with other major transhumanist thinkers. You know, Max Moore is really kind of considered one of the premier philosophers and founders of contemporary transhumanism. And he owns the Alcor Life Extension Foundation in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is focused on cryogenics. And so they are currently freezing human bodies right before death. So this is a sort of assisted mediated death where they will you'll go there before you die. And he's actually recently on the Theo Von podcast talking about what they do at Alcor. And you have to obviously sign waivers. It's very expensive. And then they'll place your body in a form of liquid nitrogen, or you can just put your brain in there. So you have kind of two options. And it's been speculated. I don't know for sure. So somebody will have to fact check me. But Bill Gates and some of the elites have been very interested in cryogenics. And his wife, Natasha Vidamore, actually participated in an experiment at the University of Seville in Spain where they were able to prove that there was no memory loss in multicellular organisms when they were cryonically frozen. So what they did is they froze neurons and tissues from a multicellular organism and then were able to freeze it, although it's a little bit more technical, because obviously if it was just frozen in the way that we think, something in the freezer, it would the water would be a major problem for the tissues and all this different stuff. So there's a different process for it, and they're very emphatic to explain this when everybody brings it up. But what they did prove is that the memory of something before could be maintained after it was sort of resuscitated. And so the whole point of Alcor Life Extension Foundation is for what they deem and what they even describe explicitly as a form of resurrection, and that people who pay for these services, that eventually at some point in the future, whether we're able to, in their opinion, upload our brains or our minds to a computer, or be able to totally technologically augment the human entity, that they'll be able to revive somebody right on the brink of death before they're frozen, and they would be able to sort of transfer them to a new body. And this is something that they believe they're making headway in. And this is something that a lot of money is being pushed for. And when you look at their founders, it's many of the same global movers and shakers that you would suspect funding a lot of this research.
Yeah, it's just weird to me the way the thought process of a lot of these people is that, you know, they give the appearance of being very logical and very rational, and sort of almost worshiping mathematics like some sort of weird Pythagorean cult or something. And yet at the same time, if I were to say, you know, I brought the number 7 with me, would you like to talk to him? Would you like to talk to the number 7? People would think you're insane. They think you have a mental problem. You can't talk to the number 7. And yet, when we think about what a computer is, or what AI is, it's really nothing more than a bunch of nerd code. There's no consciousness there. And yet they'll treat, well, if we just put more nerd code in there, eventually it'll like become, it's like a magical thinking, right? If you like more algorithms somehow equate to consciousness. And I was, I recently did a lecture on Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, which is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland. And we went really deep into the philosophy of that book. He was a mathematician, and in certain ways, I think some of his thought sort of presages where we are now, because he was a pretty strict determinist, and he put his mathematical determinism into the Alice stories. And when you get into the later chapters of the copy that I have, there's a reprinting of what the tortoise said to Achilles. And this is a famous logic problem in the history of logic, but it overlaps with mathematics as well, because it sort of makes the point that, following upon Zeno's paradox, that you kind of can't encapsulate some things in sets or in math or in logic. And it overlaps with Gödel's incompleteness theorems, where the sets appeal outside of themselves. And the reason I bring all that up, there's a famous paper that was written some decades back. I think it's at Oxford. It's called Mind Machines and Gödel. And it's making the point that some of these mathematical principles and philosophical logical principles that we're talking about, that you see in some of Lewis Carroll's writings, it kind of demonstrates the impossibility of numbers or sets ever becoming self-aware or self-conscious. It's not possible. It makes no sense. Yet so much of what we're talking about with AI and transhumanism is premised on the idea that it can just become conscious. So how do you see an overlap maybe with evolutionary philosophy and transhumanism, the idea that we're evolving, maybe even humans and robots, or robots are going to become conscious and then we're going to meld with them like HAL in 2001 or something?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So the idea is to reorient our perception away from what benefits mankind, generally speaking, towards like the earth or nature or the cosmos or something like this. And so they are wanting to end the sort of enlightenment project of man being the sort of measure of all things. And transhumanism, though post-human, because they want to sort of transcend the limits of biology, they do compete with these people because many of these transhumanisms, like Max Moore and Natasha Vita Moore and Nick Bostrom, they're very outspoken of how much they disdain postmodernism because they view themselves as these sort of technological scientists, philosophers that are highly rational, that are actually doing real things in the world with their research compared to these postmoderns. So transhumanism believes that it is the sort of epitome of the Enlightenment project. They are the endpoint of the Enlightenment. And so they're very clear, Max Moore and Nick Bostrom, that they are sort of the fulfillment of man as the measure of all things. And that transhumanism then is the ability to transcend biological constraints. And that leads into then, if you transcend biological constraints, that leads into one of the other pillars, which is post-evolution, that they believe that the of course, they're very Darwinian Wallace theory, evolutionarily oriented in their mindset, but they believe that by transcending biology, they're going to transcend the selective pressures of evolution itself, which is for them a sort of spiritual transcendence. It's a release from the suffering and the constraints of the world. And that all then, how is that accomplished? That comes to this fourth pillar of dataism. It's about the processing and ciphering and understanding of information, which really is, I would argue, a sort of a Gnostic core to transhumanism, although they would certainly not explain it that way. But I would argue that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I was thinking too, a lot of the essays that I wrote some years back, and I remember writing about the overlaps between, even though there was some disagreement between Gnostics and Plotinus, the basic idea here is that we're escaping this world, escaping this reality to go back to the source, the one, the monad, the unity, or whatever. So what a lot of the transhumanist ideas have done in regard to things like the metaverse and where they want to take us with this idea of the matrix is to really put that into the here and the now in a technological sense. So even though they may not believe in an afterlife or a higher transcendent reality, the idea is we can put man into his own sort of virtual God world of his own. It makes me think of that movie The Cell with Jennifer Lopez, where she goes into this the mind of the serial killer, and in that world he's sort of his own god, and he wants mm-hmm. to be worshipped in that virtual world. I think that's the ultimate offer here for the breaking down of all boundaries is, well, what if you could be the god of your own virtual mental world? Wouldn't you want to live in that world and not in this world? So they're really sort of offering this divided fake simulacrum as a pseudo heaven, you could say, almost. Would you agree with that? Right. That's really where they're pushing, why they're pushing a lot of the brain shifts and virtual reality where they want to take things.
And you brought up Baphomet too, which again, the most tracings of the historicity of sort of veneration of Baphomet kind of goes back to the Knights Templars, which when we look at Giacomo Fiore, you know, his mentor was Bernard of Clairvaux, who is by many considered the sort of spiritual father of the Templars. And the Templars, I've done research looking into esoteric spirituality and the sort of mystery schools, and they participate in very interesting homoerotic initiation ceremonies for the Templars. And they were a reviving of Gnosticism, generally speaking. So when you look at this ultimate transcendence and gaining and attaining many of these divine qualities like omnipotence, omnipresence. Omnipresence is one that Ray Kurzweil is very interested in regards to the sort of digital interconnecting of all mankind, that essentially then we become one man or one entity around the world. And there, because of that, then we have attained the sort of divine ability of omnipresence. And then obviously through the AI and that becoming essentially your brain, you're going to have omnipotence. And this is for them always the sort of smashing together of opposites. This is the way in which they view this sort of Neoplatonic presupposition of unity over multiplicity, that they worship unity. And I think from a spiritual perspective, it becomes that they worship themselves, as you highlighted. So you're only one person. And there's a, I think it's subtle, but it's a important point to make, that because they worship themselves, they tend to worship pure unity or pure monad.
Yeah.
And I think this could be characterized in regards to the New Age religion,
yes,
various forms of Gnosticism, Neoplatonism. But transhumanism, I would say, is characterized by the same thing.
Yeah, the speaking of the Huxleys, I mean, Aldous Huxley's book Perennial Philosophy says that we need to concoct or sort of create the religion of the future of the world technocratic order. And he says that what it needs to be is some kind of ultimate big blob where everybody just worships collectivity in some generic monadic sense. And the purpose is more of a geopolitical strategic agenda of control than it is some sort of, you know, well, we really want to see people be enlightened. I mean, no. If you go listen to the clip of Terrence McKenna on YouTube, I think when I found this clip, it really showed me everything about Terrence McKenna. It's look at the clip where it's the discussion of what the mushroom said to me. And it's not what you think, because he says, well, when I spoke to the mushroom told me that we don't need less brown people in third world countries. It's the white soccer moms that need to stop having babies because it's killing the planet. So he literally says that we need to stop having white kids because that's what's killing the planet. So there's a geopolitical strategic agenda behind this. Same thing if you listen to, I remember years ago listening to Manly P. Hall's lectures on esoterica and astrology. And the last lecture of that whole series was him saying, Oh, by the way, the purpose of all this is that we need a socialist world government led by the United Nations. So we're not getting esoteric mysteries. We're getting a geopolitical agenda of a one world government and technocratic agenda. I think the same thing is going along with the transhumanists who want to promote things like collectivism, new age, all this, so that everybody can be merged into the hive mind.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we kind of mentioned some of these early players in regards to setting the foundation for transhumanist thought. And I'd like to just mention one further connection that I think is really interesting in regards to how they understood mechanical technology as the extension of divinity. And so we highlighted in the 800s, John Scotus Erigena. Then we talked about Giacomo Fiore, and his dates are 1135 to 1202. Then we get Roger Bacon into the 13th century. Then Henry Cornelius Agrippa. This is after the Italian Renaissance. This is after the translation of the Hermetic Corpus, which was deemed by Cosimo de' Medici more important than Plato at that time, even though Latin in the West didn't have a full reading of Plato. And he has a quote that it was precisely this power over nature, which Adam had lost by original sin, but which the purified soul, the magician, could now regain. And he highlighted this in the 16th century, and this was sort of echoed by Paracelsus. Both of those individuals were followers of Giacomo Fiore. They're called Giacomite prophecies or Giacomites who followed this idea that technology was going to gain the capabilities of God, and this was the point of mankind. Francis Bacon then also echoes this, but the book that Francis Bacon has called The New Atlantis, one of the things that's really interesting, it's subtle, but it has a lot of symbolism related to the Rosicrucians, who also had the same idea in their esoteric spirituality that they were going to blend Protestant Christianity, hermetic, magical, esoteric, Kabbalistic ideas with science and technology itself to create utopia because the millennium was at hand because they also believed in the prophecies of Giacomo Fiore. And so you see books like Thomas More. He has a book called Utopia. Tommaso Campanella has one called The City of God, which literally enshrined the worship of science and technology for the social and moral perfection of man. And then you look into the 17th century with Johann Andrehi, who was a alchemist, esoteric thinker. He claims that he wrote The Chemical Wedding of Christian Rosenkreuz, the foundation
was a
of
Lutherans.
Yeah, and he wrote a book that was, again, utopianistic called Christianopolis, which literally, and this is what I think is so interesting, he argues that mechanical technology was the way that man's soul would unfold itself. So man's soul and his image of God, his divinity, would unfold itself through technology, therefore making technology the sort of ladder that we're going to climb out of the detritus that we're in. And so we see then, and you've mentioned this before about the Royal Society, but the Rosicrucians had the concept of the invisible college, and this actually was the precursor, and many argue, many scholars have argued, the foundation for the actual Royal Society itself, that the Rosicrucian manifestos and many of these manuscripts were saying that there was this invisible college that was already underway, that these men were working to manifest this thing, and then it connected to the Royal Society, I think, is really interesting.
It is, yeah. Hegel plays a key role in that, too, because Hegel's hermetic philosophy talks about everything sort of gradually converging into pure spirit, which is the idea of transcending physicality and bodily limitations. My books, you can get those at Jay's Analysis, signed copies. If you find today's topics interesting, there's my philosophy book deals with that. And then follow David Patrick Perry over on Twitter and on YouTube, Church of the Eternal Logos. Thank you for joining me today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.